Now, the title of the book, Pushed Time's Chewing Pepper, that's a shortened version of an old Creole saying, correct?
It is. Push times make a monkey chew pepper is a pretty well-known expression in Louisiana, I think even today. My grandfather used to say it. My mother said it. And it means in difficult times and hard times, you will do things you ordinarily would not.
So what was your intended reaction of people seeing that title on a bookshelf somewhere?
I was hoping that it would pique curiosity, and I just felt there's a space out there in the world of commercial fiction that doesn't necessarily get fed with the unique space of Louisiana, its Cajun and Creole cultures.
The main character of the book, Sarah, has a very similar biography to you. She grew up in California, but has deep Louisiana Creole roots. So in this book, where does the autobiography stop and the fiction begin?
Well, I got married at a young age, and so we don't totally parallel. And I had children, and she struggles with the being single, getting older as a single, independent woman. And so that's a little bit of a departure. But we share childhood for sure. You know, in the 1930s and 40s, many, many, many African-American Creole families moved to California. That was a common migration route, Louisiana to California, which is why there's so much fabric there to tell the story. But you know, the funny thing about my childhood, even though I was a child in Berkeley, California, which, you know, the place of liberalism and diversity, my parents were strange to my California friends. My father spoke Creole French as his first language, and he would say things with a heavy, heavy accent. And one time, I remember I was about in the third grade or so, and one of my girlfriends asked me, "Is your father from another country?" I said, no, my father's from Louisiana, but that's how different.
So I guess my question is you've done so many things in your life. What made you decide to head back to your Louisiana roots in your first novel?
There was no question in my mind that I wanted to do something that highlighted that part of Louisiana. I'm hoping that the story feeds three parts of the human psyche that I think are very significant in the Creole Cajun cultures. The mind, which is the murder mystery that gives that twist that hopefully feeds the intellect. The heart, which the love stories, the woman seeking love, finding it in wrong places, continuing to go for it, that kind of thing, never giving up on the emotional part of herself. And then the spirit or the soul. I think all of us have these little voices that speak to us. Some of us recognize them, some of them don't. In my family, and largely because of our culture, those voices are celebrated. I mean, I truly had relatives who had conversations with the dead as if they were talking to a living person and would give you an account of that. And so I thought that would be an interesting mix to bring to a novel.
Which you do. Sarah and her aunt Kat have these visions, all which end up coming to fruition. Did you write that from experience?
Yes, I can remember as far back as 6 years old, knowing something and then it'll happen in one form or another. And I still get that today. And I think a lot of people have that. It's a matter of whether or not you nurture it.
All right. Well, Myra Jolivet is the author of the book Pushed Time's Chewing Pepper. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
And thank you. I really appreciate it.